It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Time to welcome in Dan Hampton, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Dan, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us on this off Friday.
Well, everybody gets a bye week anymore except you and I.
No, and listen, and you were red hot last week. I want to play a little bit of audio from you last week when you were expecting big things from Justin Fields on Monday Night Football.
We all saw what the young quarterback Justin Fields did last week here in Chicago. And now I think he kind of feels like it's my time. I've shown what I can do. I've proven that not only can I break, you know, the contain and make some things happen with my legs, but he threw some really good balls. And at some point, when a defense starts to worry about a quarterback getting out of the pocket, they're going to start thinking about trying to put a spy or somebody, you know, in a mush rush. And when that happens, it changes the complexion of a defense.
There you go. That's why Dan Hampton gets the big bucks. I wanted to play that to prove him right, but also just to hear him say mush rush again.
Well, you're a hoot, Stevie. Hey, look, here's the thing. You know, and this isn't like a mystery. The reason the kid was drafted, the reason the Bears traded up from 20 to 11 to get him was he showed those type of credentials in college. Now, how do you get him to translate that to the professional field and do the same? Well, you got to kind of get him up to speed with a lot of reads. But the more this offense is designed to help him, and, you know, as well as he was able to play in the second half, the first half was really the puzzler. What are we doing now? Are we playing the tortoise and the hare? Do we not try to score until the second half? Are we trying to make it fair? Think about this. You know, on the very first third and five, why did Allen Robinson run a three-yard route? The three-yard hitch. Okay, nobody's going to break a tackle on a three-yard hitch.
Right.
Okay, why did it take till the second quarter before we saw the very first play-action pass? Why did it take until late in the second quarter that we first saw him bootleg out of the pocket? So, again, as well as Justin Fields has kind of, you know, accepted the spot, the role that he has been thrust upon, and he's doing well, he could be better. He could be a lot better. And, you know, we've got a tough game a week from Sunday against Baltimore. Sure, they lost last night, but they're going to have 10 days to get ready for us. So this is not going to be easy. They're one of the better teams. So, hey, this is going to be exciting. A couple of young quarterbacks that, who knows, a year or 2 years from now, both of them will be competing for maybe Offensive Player of the Year.
Talking to the great Dan Hampton here, I want to get to the Ravens. But before that, so Fields is coming off two pretty good weeks, in weeks where he's shown improvement. Does an off week help him here, or does it slow him down? I mean, you know, if you've got the hot hand, I know they didn't win, but you want to keep playing. Or does he benefit from getting more time to study the Ravens and grow a little bit on the practice field?
Well, it's all in the cards. I got to tell you, you don't know. But, you know, this kid is a cool cucumber. And whereas Trubisky was kind of like goofy, like a over-anxious puppy, I think that it may have bothered him, whereas maybe Justin Fields is going to be a lot more reserved and patient with what happens on this bye week. And then next week, even have more confidence. And that was something that Nagy talked about. I think it was before the Green Bay game that, you know, it's imperative we find ways to get our young quarterback confident and not only, you know, at the beginning of the game, but through the game, show that we can protect him, that we can, you know, be fruitful and make first downs and score points and all that. Well, we didn't see it against the Packers. We didn't see it against Tampa. But finally now we're starting to see where his confidence is only going to blossom.
And in his maturity too, right? I mean, I didn't like that he took late hits in the game, but I liked his response after the game where he said, you know, I'm a rookie. That's what happens in this league.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be that way.
No, but the, but I like his approval.
Yeah, the most horribly officiated NFL game I've ever seen, 40 years plus, and those bums need to be suspended for a month. But that's another story for another day. I'll just tell you this. His reaction, his response, what he said about the late hits not being called, it tells you a lot.
Yeah.
The kid is way out there past a normal 20, 21-year-old. And I got to tell you, you know, and I was telling OB the other night, I looked at him and I said, we've waited for this a long time. I mean, from Jay Cutler to this guy, that guy, Trubisky, this kid, I think, is only going to get better. And it's going to be, hey, Stevie, buckle up. It's going to be one heck of a ride.
It's fun to watch him throw the ball. It just is. I want to mention that you're going to be out at the Chicago Sports Spectacular a week from tonight, right? Next Friday at Bears Mania, the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. It's all sponsored. So you're going to be out there with OB and a lot of other people too.
Absolutely. I think the fridge is coming into town.
Oh, fantastic.
So it'll be fantastic. And again, it'll be Friday. I think OB and I are going to be there about 5 till 8 o'clock. So we're going to see the fans, meet the fans, answer all the questions, and be getting ready for the titanic clash with the Baltimore Ravens.
How is William Perry?
Fridge is doing pretty good. You know, he hasn't had the best shake of, his health the last 20 years. But you know what? If he's coming to Chicago, that means he's able to move. And if he's moving, he's smiling because he's one of the most gregarious guys I've ever met. And I love seeing him. He makes me feel happy.
Well, listen, tell him for all of us that we're happy to see him in Chicago and wishing him the best. Dan, always nice to talk to you, too. Have a great weekend and put your feet up. You can take Sunday off, okay?
Oh, I can't wait. All right, buddy.
All right,
go Bears.
We'll talk next week. Dan Hampton there. It's all sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Oh, Kev, I was going to invite him to be part of your podcast again, and he's gone. He hung up. I forgot.
What could I ask him that you already have, Steve?
What's on the podcast this week?
The Bears talk. Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports. Also, North Central College. They've going for a perfect season. They're the reigning D3 champs, number one in D3. They play tomorrow. I had the head coach on, Jeff Thorne, as well, and some high school football talk as well.
I don't want to brag, but I went to medalist basketball camp at North Central College in Naperville back in the 70s.
Go Cardinals.
Me and a guy named Al McGuire was running that camp. How about that? All right, we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine newsroom coming up. And then after the news, I want to tell you or introduce you to this pretty cool grocery store idea. I think it is anyway. We'll talk to Michael Sales after the news coming up after this.